again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 29th, 2014. Now let's continue with the teachings for the month of June. We are yet working on this theme of the calm before the storm and the building up of the human being as we study how the Most High built and constructed the universe, and we study that science, and then we are enabled to build the human being, rebuild the human being, rebuild society, rebuild the institutions and the governments. Because having studied how the Most High constructed the universe, then we are enabled to overthrow all the institutions and governments and systems of this wicked world order, take out the corruption, remove the sin, and then reconstitute the institutions and the systems based on the science of the heavens. Now, we were in Leviticus, and we want to close Leviticus out, touch some in Deuteronomy, and then go swiftly to the zodiac. I want to deal with the zodiac from April to May to June. We may touch a little bit on Aries, which is March, but definitely April to May to June, because the zodiac is the sign and symbols teaching us of the birth of the sun, S-U-N. I'm listening to my brother Marty Leeds help me and us to connect this science. But the birth of the sun, the travel of the sun through the various zodiacs over 26,000 years in the counterclockwise, in the clockwise every 12 months, this is our birth. This is the story of not only Yahushua, but the story of the human family, and teaches us of our mission among each other in the building up of each other. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment nor observe times. Now you that have followed this broadcast know that we have been blessed to understand deeper the scripture than we used to. Now, ye shall not eat anything with the blood. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood. Now, does this only mean the cooking of the food until the blood ceases to exist in the meat? Is it only teaching us how to cook and prepare food? Is that the beginning and the end of this particular phrase in this scripture, chapter 19, verse 26? Or is it even going deeper and saying that the system that has caused bloodshed? In my mind, I'm going back to the real meaning of idolatry. The real meaning of idolatry is to produce goods, services, consumer items, consumer goods made from minerals, made from resources in the earth, but you produce those through bloodshed, through the shedding of blood. And then we go to the supermarkets and the various stores, diamond stores and malls, and we are consumers. We are eaters. We consume diamond rings, cell phones, computers, so on and so forth. But we consume these that were made with blood. It is not right that over 10 million are dead in the Congo to produce our digital items and goods that we consume by purchasing them at the supermarkets and the stores and the malls. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood. And I am saying this while preaching into my computer. This message I'm saving in my real player to be posted later to my website that you may access this message on your computer. See, I'm not playing the hypocrite, but what we are saying is that we must change the system so that sisters and brothers do not have to shed their blood and die and suffer so that we may consume consumer items through that have come through the shedding of blood. Further in this verse 26 of chapter 19 in Leviticus, nor practice divination or soothsaying. Now, divination, soothsaying, it says divination, divine, observe signs, learn by experience, diligently observe, practice fortune telling, take as an omen, to observe the signs or omens. Then, when you check the definition for soothsaying, you get to make appear, produce, bring clouds, practice soothsaying, conjure, observe times, practice soothsaying or spiritism or magic or augury or witchcraft, enchanter, sorceress, diviner, fortune teller. Now, sisters and brothers, what this is saying is do not do these things for the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Do your own research. Laban, who was related to Jacob, I believe his uncle, Laban says in Genesis, I have learned by experience. That is the word for divination. Let me see. Learn, yes. I have learned by experience that you, Jacob, are good for me. That's this word, nakash. One of the definitions, learned by experience. Joseph also practiced divination. And it says outright, do you know in Genesis, dealing with Jacob and his brothers coming in and out of Egypt? And Joseph. And Joseph dealing with his brothers coming in and out of Egypt. Joseph had risen to be number two in, we believe it was the Hyksos kingdom of Egypt, those Hyksos invaders. But Joseph had risen to number two and had planted his cup among the baggage and stuff of his brothers, and then sent his brothers away, and then sent his servant after his brothers. And the servant said something to the effect of, why did you steal? It was a setup. Why did you steal my master's cup? Do you know that he can divine with this cup? Paraphrasing. And so Joseph restates that phrase. Why did you take my cup? You know I can divine. And in other words, divine and know where you are, what you're doing. So we see here that Joseph practiced divination. We see that Laban practiced divination. We see in Genesis chapter 1 where the Most High is constructing the universe through his and her children, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, angels, spirit entities. And then when it talks about the sun and light and day and night, it says these are here for signs for you. For you, we're paraphrasing, for you to see these as signs to study. Then when you check the word wisdom and other related words in that construct, you see definitions having to do with understanding omens, understanding signs, understanding dreams, understanding numbers and numerology. Then when you check out the temple, the African Hebrew temple, and you see that that was a whole construct to enable the African Hebrews to divine the truth and divine falsehood so that we may follow after the truth. Then when you see the garments of the high priest and the Urim and the Tumim that we know is pronounced Ur and Tum, and you see the two stones, and depending on which stone came out during the ritual of divining, we know now that the high priest garments were means of divining the truth so that we may follow the Most High. And we see that the various metals that went into the temple, like gold and silver and brass, you check some of those words like gold and brass I'm sure, and I think silver as well, and you come to these words that have to do with divining and fortune telling and taking as an omen and all of this and learn by experience, spiritism, magic, augury, conjure, and so on. And then when you research the definitions of the word cloud, remember that the Most High moved among the African Hebrews in under a cloud by day and fire by night. I researched the definition of the word cloud, and it came to one of these words dealing with divination and dealing with soothsaying. Divination and soothsaying. And then when you look at the birth of a human being that is euphemistically called overshadowing, Mary's womb was overshadowed. This is every woman. Every woman's womb was overshadowed. And you see that light is in the womb. You see that the cloud is in the womb or surrounds the womb symbolically. And so in that word cloud again is the divination and the soothsaying and the magic and the auguring and the conjuring. And so the practice of divination and soothsaying was among the Hebrews, African Hebrews, and among the Africans, but used for righteousness. The African Hebrew temple had the zodiac written and constructed in the floor. You have the seven candlestick menorah, tracking the movement of the sun through the seven pole stars in that same period of time of 26,000 years. You have the water outside of the temple that my assumption with Joseph was that he used his cup and filled it with water to divine truth. So this is not wicked in and of itself, but if you use this, something just came to me while yet parsing this truth out. In this verse, you have not eating anything with blood. And we see that we're talking about a system of bloodshed and not participating in the system of bloodshed and overturning this system of bloodshed so that we do not consume consumer items that have been produced through bloodshed. And then in the same verse, we see the practice of divination and soothsaying. Now, we see that when you practice divination and soothsaying for the shedding of blood, it is wicked. But when you practice divination and soothsaying and the observing of the sun, moon, stars, and the signs of the universe and omens that can be seen through scientific study of the universe and practice this for truth, justice, and righteousness, then you and I are in the way, in the pathway of walking in the footsteps of the Almighty to understand scientifically what we are to do and what we are not to do. I hope that I have made that absolutely clear. These practices are not evil in and of themselves, but to use your power to interpret dreams, to use your power to understand the sun, the moon, the stars, and the signs of the universe, and signs of the planet, and signs of the moon, and so on, to use these powers that the Most High has given us, to use these powers for wickedness, to shed blood, that is wicked. Looking at the children and the overshadowing and seeing the cloud and the fire and seeing that the Holy Spirit is exerting energy, we're back to E equals MC squared. E is energy, spirit, spirit is energy. The Holy Spirit exerting energy on the womb of your mother. The cloud of water and gas and fire is there. And so we see that the child and the children can be used to divine and augur, and by magic and looking into the children, we can divine the truth. But to use the children to divine on behalf of the wicked to shed blood, no good. Verse 27. Do not trim off the hair on your temples or trim the beards. And we're thinking of how the hair and the beard are signs and symbols of knowledge and wisdom and overstanding. Nor harm the edges of your beard. And the word beard is connected to a word that has to do with age, to grow old and become old. So I'm looking at how the system trims, shaves off, and restricts the elderly men and women from that which the elderly need to continue to live the best of life that they should live. Verse 28, do not cut your bodies for the dead, and do not mark your skin with tattoos. I am the Lord. So, sisters and brothers who have tattoos and whatnot, don't fret. It said, do not do this for the dead. Now, there are those who wish not to have tattoos, and that is up to the individual. But it looks like this is telling us not to do anything for a system that is based on death and bloodshed. The word dead is defined as soul and creature and appetite and mind, desire, emotion, passions, activity of the mind, the seat of the appetites. This is a feminine word. It's rooted in a verb to take breath and refresh oneself. So, If we take our soul, our life, our personhood, our appetites and mind and inner being, and use these characteristics and attributes to further propagate a system of death and cut our bodies, could it mean? Let's see the word cut. Incision, to cut. This is a masculine and a feminine word in the Greek language. To incise, to scratch a tattoo. I'm thinking of how in slavery, the slave master would brand the people with a branding iron, cutting into the flesh of the slave, of the human being, to further the understanding that this human being is the property of the slave master, and the whole slave system is a system of death and bloodshed. Is this what the scripture is talking about? Is it talking about how the system cuts and eats at the flesh of the human being because the system is exploitation, colonialism, slavery, and exploitation? The word body has to do with the flesh of the human being, the organs of the male, mankind, animals. And we know that the flesh of the universe is the flesh of the Almighty. So when we cut up the earth, not for the benefit of the human family, but for the benefit of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, is it saying don't cut the flesh of the universe for wickedness? Is it saying that our system that we need to farm, we need to cut wood and timber and whatnot to build homes and houses and things that we need in society, but when we do these things for the system of death, then that's when it becomes wickedness? But when we do these things for the system of life, it says, for I am the Lord. And the word Lord, L-O-R-D, all capitals, is Yahovah or Yahuwah, or sometimes pronounced Yahweh and sometimes pronounced Jehovah. And Yahuwah means the existing one, the living one. Numbers chapter 11, Yahuwah is father and mother, because Moses describes Yahuwah as begetting and conceiving. This is rooted in another word, Hayah, which has to do with the verb, which is the verb, which is defined as being and existing and coming to pass, because the first law of science is the law of cause and effect. Nothing puts itself together. Nothing comes into existence of its own volition. Another entity, power, must be the power to bring into existence all that exists. So Yahuwah, the existing father and mother, the living father and mother, has brought into existence all that exists through the science of birthing, father and mother coming together to give birth to the universe and give birth to the whole of the universe as the flesh of the Almighty. And when we cut on the universe, cut on the earth, for the benefit of a wicked system, it is not done scientifically. It is not done economically and ecologically. And so we must turn our minds to Yahuwah and do everything for the benefit of propagating living and existing for all. Verse 29. Do not defile your daughter by making her a prostitute, or the land will be filled with prostitution and wickedness. See, sisters and brothers, this whole system is foul. This whole system is terrible. This whole system is absolutely wickedness. The African Hebrews were being formed into a new nation of revolutionary scientists that would create a nation that would live by the scientific laws of the universe, solar, lunar, astral, planetary, the science of life and living. Therefore, the African Hebrew Israelite nation could not tolerate exploitation on any level. Slavery, exploitation, colonialism, no. Reject such a system. No prostitution among you. No poverty and impoverishment and exploitation among you. Today, look at our system. Look at America. Look at how beautiful women and beautiful men, not because they said as babies they wanted to be prostitutes, but because of poverty, impoverishment, because of not understanding their own value and self-worth, they have been maneuvered into making these types of choices that would not have been made if the society had been a righteous society. America can't point her finger at anyone else. Clean up our own house, United States of North America. That is why the scriptures say in Jeremiah, woe to the pastors. And the word pastor in the African Hebrew language is more than just a religious person, pastor, but any leader, any ruler, any teacher. So we talk to the governors, we talk to the mayors, we talk to the presidents, we talk to the leaders in Congress and Senate and Supreme Court and Fraternal Order of the Police and leaders of corporations. All of you who this applies to whomever this applies, we are talking to you. You who have propagated a system of impoverishment, death, hell, and destruction are responsible for the reality that our beautiful women and beautiful men have chosen prostitution and other means to make money. Some are not necessarily poor, but because of not understanding their self-worth, because they and we do not get our true understanding of who we are as the children of the Most High in any of the institutions of this nation and this world system. So they make choices like becoming a call girl, which is a high echelon prostitute. But because of these devices in the land, because of these practices in the land that are rooted in the system, then you have wickedness in, you have incest, and you have things that are evil and wicked. And watch this now, because we want to make sure. Well, let's take this break and we'll see you on the other side of the break.